thank you for taking some of your time to call in. And we're going to talk about, I love this name. We're going to talk about Spunky, who looks spunky.
She's very spunky.
Well, let's talk about that spunk.
Sure. So Spunky is a 2-year-old cat. She's a calico cat with beautiful green eyes who came into our shelter when her owner could no longer take care of her. She is a little funky, I suppose, and a little sassy and a little rough around the edges as well. But once you get to know her, she's incredibly sweet. You just kind of have to let her set those boundaries with you and come to you first. And then once she gets to know you, she's the perfect companion.
Well, is she the type that will glue herself to your lap and purr for a while?
She most definitely is.
Well, this is the perfect weather for a cat that purrs a lot. So I'm thinking
a great toe warmer.
Yes, absolutely. She likes to set her own terms and boundaries with you, as you say. So how does one approach that when you have a new cat, new house? And I'm no doubt the cat is trying to be, you know, get familiarized and comfortable. And you just kind of hang back and you feed when they're hungry and just kind of let them do their thing.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly it. You just let them approach you when they're ready. A lot of times it can be helpful to start them off in only one room of the house, so they can get to know their environment a little bit more. And then once they're feeling more comfortable there, you can open it up to the rest of the house. But you really let them set the pace and show where they're comfortable. So really kind of taking a step back and letting them come to you is the way to go there.
Okay. And I see this wonderful note. Once she gets comfortable and you start scratching her little head, you don't get to stop.
No, you most definitely do not.
She does not
leave you alone.
She doesn't think her humans have an off button, does she?
Apparently not.
And those bright green eyes, as you say, they'll just stop you right in your tracks. And she's really, really hoping for a Thanksgiving family this year.
Yes, she is. We all have things to be grateful for and thankful for. And she's hoping that she can be thankful for a new loving home.
Well, and you're working really hard to make this super easy. You said she'll do best as an only pet.
Yes, as an only pet, just because she is a little more on the shy side and tends to get overstimulated kind of easily. So, you know, being the only pet in the center of attention will give her more of an opportunity to kind of control her surroundings.
And I think 2 years old is just an absolutely perfect age to adopt a cat because they adapt quickly. And she sounds like she's really lots of fun when she warms up. So how do we make a personal connection with the wonderful Spunky?
Well, you can check her out online at hsppr.org/adopt, or you can head on down to 4600 Eagle Ridge Place in Pueblo any day of the week between noon and 4:30 p.m., except for Thanksgiving Day.
Now, talk about her adoption fee in this case, because that's what's making this really super easy to get her a nice home for Thanksgiving, hopefully.
Yes, we've waived her adoption fee because she has been at the shelter a while, and we're really ready for her to find her new home. So it's completely free, and it comes with a spay, her vaccinations, a voucher for a veterinarian exam, 30 days of pet health insurance, and a license, and a microchip. So pretty much the whole package there, all at no cost to you.
All righty, and what kind of hours is the Humane Society keeping this week?
We are open regular hours, except for pet adoptions are closed on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay, so you have all day tomorrow to come and see Spunky and see if she's the right fit for you. I'm just guessing somebody's going to find her pretty quick. At least I hope that's the case. Kate Aviv, Community Relations Specialist at the Humane Society, the Pikes Peak region, out in this balmy Pueblo cool weather, watching a really fun event, sounds like.
It really is. The Pueblo Courthouse lighting right downtown. There's plenty of vendors and a lot of fun stuff to check out. So we hope to see everyone.
Yeah, and you get to meet the Humane Society folks as well, which I think is really cool. All right, Kate, thank you once again for spending a few minutes with me here on KRDO's Afternoon News. I'm looking forward to Tuesday next week, and maybe we get an update on Spunky and we get to talk about a new pet.
Yes, that sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.